I think it's a great cause. I think the people that smoke marijuana have a lot to say, and they're underappreciated. I think it could stimulate the economy and let people just live their lives the way they want to, which is pretty much the way America's supposed to be run in the first place.
How we all feeling out there, Boston? You guys feeling a little bit elevated? You're a little bit lifted up there? I see a lot of smoke coming from up on the hill.
Oh my God, we're having such a fantastic day. It's been beautiful all day. The crowds have been packed, absolutely packed. I've had fantastic sales. I'm a happy girl from Maine.
We got two stages, we got 20 speakers, probably a million bands. I don't even know actually the real number, but it's probably closer to like 20, not really a million. And all of this is given to you by Mascan and Normal because they love you, they fight for you. Give it up for them, show your support.
I feel very good about today's rally. We had a really good turnout. We had a little rough start because it started about an hour late, but the momentum's really picked up. It was really good having someone like Barney Frank come down and speak to actually motivate the crowd to actually get up and vote on it.
Motivate the crowd and elevate the crowd. Plus, a perfect early fall day helped make this, the 23rd annual Mascan Freedom Rally, a complete success. It was a little late in getting started, but other than that, tens of thousands had a fine, fun time grooving on the music, listening to the speeches, learning from the organization tents, and chowing on delicious food from around the world. The smell of marijuana was omnipresent. Massachusetts has a decrim law, so one cannot be arrested for possession of under an ounce. Technically, police can still give offenders citations and confiscate their stash, but for the most part, the cops just let the participants be and there were no confrontations. Mike Kahn, former president of MassCAN, the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition, which is the sponsoring organization of this annual event, was wandering the grounds, taking it all in and talking to anyone and everyone.
Legal weed, I'm handing out flyers, and all I'm doing is just talking to people, reminding them what we're doing. Decrim 2008, medical 2012, legal 2016. The activism we've been the most successful in, what's going on right here at the Boston Freedom Rally, is the big local activism. No one's being arrested on the hill. That's a huge improvement, and it's just such an open vibe. Like, I'm having so much of a good time. I'm not doing any of the work that I used to, which is crazy, stressful. Today I get to enjoy it, and it's nice to just to talk to the people and kind of have a party about it. Like,
it's a huge party.
Yeah. So I'm so happy. I can't wait till 3 p.m. or so when I get on stage.
Mike was certainly enjoying himself, as were many others. But there was also some serious business to tend to. Jack Cole is with LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He was once a NARC agent, but saw how unjust that system is.
You know, you can get over an addiction even. You will never get over a conviction. A conviction will track you every day for the rest of your life. And we already have 2.3 million people in prison today, far more than any country in the world per capita. We got to change this. We got to end this. And we know as law enforcers that if we legalize these drugs, we can take it out of the hands of the criminals and we can end the violence. We can end overdose deaths because nobody dies of an overdose because they shoot more and more dope. They die because they don't know how much of that tiny package of powder they're buying is really the drug and how much is the cutting agent. Too much drug and you're dead. And in an illegal, unregulated market, they will never know what's in that package. So we can save lives. We can prevent half of all potential cases of AIDS and hepatitis because the Center for Disease Control tells us that half of all new cases can be traced directly back to intravenous drug users sharing needles. They wouldn't have to share the needles if those drugs were legal. So we can prevent death, disease, crime, and addiction. We will have less people using drugs if we legalize them, and we'll have more money to help those people get off the hard drugs. Thanks very much. Please go and vote, everybody, November 6th.
Voting was a key theme in many of the speeches. We here in Massachusetts get to vote on question 3 for medical marijuana, which the polls show will pass overwhelmingly. But in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, there are ballot questions calling for outright legalization. Dick Evans, a lawyer from Northampton, addressed this.
Now the best part about victory in Colorado, Oregon, or Washington is not that it's going to legalize pot, because as I said, it will remain illegal under federal law. But victory in one of those states may very well spark, for the first time ever, a real national debate. Not a debate over marijuana, we've had that, but they will have a debate on this question of marijuana prohibition. There's never been a debate about prohibition. And when the debate, when the national debate turns to prohibition and not about marijuana itself, then we will be joined by multitudes of new voices, not new pot smokers, but rather people who don't smoke pot, but are perfectly cool with people who do. They don't smoke pot, but they don't see why people ought to be arrested for it. They don't see why people ought to be fired from their jobs for it. They don't see why people should be thrown out of school. And most of all, they don't see why this commodity can't be regulated and taxed and controlled like any other. And so, my friends, if you believe in the liberation of cannabis, do your part to make it a reality. And your part is quite clear. Visit one of these booths. Visit all the booths of these good organizations here. Buy their merchandise. Sign their petitions. But most of all, make sure everybody you know gets to the polls on November 6th. Nothing could be more important to every one of us here today than to make sure everybody we know gets to the polls and votes for question and three. And then, when you've gotten everybody you know to the polls, don't stop yet. Get on the phone and call everybody you know in Colorado or Oregon and Washington and make sure they get to the polls then. And then, and only then, sit back, light one up, and savor the sweet satisfaction of having changed history. Thanks very much. Thanks for turning out today.
So our next speaker, we are very lucky to have here. She is the wife of the currently incarcerated Prince of Pot. She owns Cannabis Culture Magazine and Pot TV. She's here all the way from Vancouver, Canada. Please make her feel welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Jody Emery.
Wow, wow, wow. I'm from the West Coast. Look around. It's all over on the East Coast. It's all around you. You guys are so lucky to be here. And for that, you should donate to MassCan. Give them a couple bucks. And definitely, definitely register to vote and support question three. People are taking the power back into their own hands. They have medical marijuana, decriminalization like you've got here. I don't even have that in Canada. I'm pretty jealous of you guys. You're making so much progress, and you're inspiring the rest of the world. Because the drug war began in the United States, and it has spread worldwide like a cancer. It kills people. It destroys families. It incarcerates people like my husband, Mark Emery. It makes people suffer without the medicine they so need and deserve. And now change is afoot. You have the power to make a statement, not only to Massachusetts and the United States, but around the world, because people look to the U.S. as the source of the drug war, as the source of prohibition, and you need to end it here first. You got to take that power in your hands and make it happen. My husband, Mark Emery, if you haven't heard of him, he's a Canadian activist who never left Canada and decided in 1994 to sell marijuana seeds. Mark's slogan was plant the seeds of freedom and overgrow the government. And with those seeds, he sold millions of seeds to Americans and people worldwide who sent him millions of dollars. And every dollar was given back to the movement. And in 2005, the Drug Enforcement Administration said, we've got to stop this guy. And they had him indicted, facing life in U.S. prison in a country he never went to because he gave the seeds to the American people to plant the seeds of freedom, overgrow the government. And for that, he was extradited from our home country of Canada down here in 2010. He's currently incarcerated in federal prison in Mississippi, and we hope he gets home next year or the year after that. So make sure you make a statement. Vote November on question three and take some action for your freedom and everybody's freedom, and give a little money to MassCan for putting this amazing event on. Clean up after yourselves, have a beautiful day, and check out cannabisculture.com, pot.tv, and my name is Jody Emery. Hopefully I'll meet you all out there.
Jody Emery, speaking on behalf of her imprisoned husband, Mark, and also encouraged everyone to vote on marijuana ballot questions. Voting is also how we elect Congress, and one of the most liberal voices in that governing body comes from the 4th District of Massachusetts, Congressman Bonnie Frank, who has tried twice to introduce House bills in Congress calling for an end to prohibition, spoke to the crowd.
I hope people have noticed that this is a very large crowd here on the Common. People are bumping into each other. There's not a lot of room. And I'm not for prohibition on alcohol, but if this was a beer festival instead of a marijuana festival, the cops would have been a lot busier breaking up fights. In a free society, the decision of an adult, and I mean adults, to smoke marijuana, which harms certainly nobody else, and done moderately, I don't believe harms anybody. Certainly, we have in society today a great deal more physical, social, and economic damage that results from people drinking alcoholic beverages and smoking tobacco than from ingesting marijuana. Now, I'm not prohibiting any of them, but if you're going to single out one to prohibit, by no logical standard would it be marijuana. There are cultural biases involved. If we were to allow adults to make the choice to smoke marijuana if they wanted to, we would save a substantial amount of money on law enforcement, on prison, on the judicial system, and we would be able to gain some revenues. So there are very, very few issues which in my mind are as clear cut. I will also say this. We are making progress here. This is an issue where the public is ahead of the politicians, but you've got to do something about it. As I look around at this crowd, I'm very glad to see people here, but I have to tell you, there's one thing about the crowd that makes me a little critical. My bet is that most of you are not in the habit of voting regularly. And this isn't going to change until you do. If everybody here votes this November and gets friends to vote, we will get this changed very quickly. There are voter registration tables here. Use them. Get out there and take advantage of them. We are getting closer to the victory for freedom that we are looking for. And I talked about money. Money would be the benefit of recognizing freedom. It's not the reason for doing it. We're doing it because people in this society ought to be able to make those choices. Call up your state representative. Call up your state senator. Call up your member of the House and Senate and Congress and tell them you don't want to be treated as a criminal because you choose to make this personal decision. And if everybody does that, we're going to win. Thank you.
After his talk, I had a chance to speak with the congressman. I asked him what impact this rally could have on the election.
If it gets people to vote, very much so. I mean, it's good to have people know other people support, but what we need is follow through. That's why I'm glad they have voter registration tables. Vote for people, get informed, find out what the position is of people, register to vote, and if nobody who represents you is on the right side, call them up and say, or email them and say, I vote, and I hope you'll change your position, and if you don't, I won't vote for you.
And thank you for your years of service. What are your plans now that you're retiring to stay active?
I've got an agent. I'm going to write a book, I hope. Do some lectures, do some TV, and some teaching.
There ain't no party like a bucket party, cause
a bucket party don't stop.
There ain't no party like a bucket party, cause the bucket party don't stop. How's everybody feeling out there at the Freedom Rally? As they have mentioned, we are the big old dirty bucket. We hope you're having a great day.
How many of y'all out there feel free today?
Ready?
Let's go.
The big old dirty bucket was among the many musical acts entertaining the crowd throughout the day.
Listen. Yeah.
Keith Strope, who founded NORML, the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws, back in 1970, talked about the progress made since then.
Well, let's be honest. I want to start off being honest. I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. And I'm here to tell you there's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. There's nothing wrong with smoking pot. Now, there's a lot of good news. In fact, of all the years, we founded NORML in 1970, and the year before that, in 1969, Gallup poll did their first poll to ask the question, how many Americans support the legalization of marijuana? It was 12% the year before we started NORML. I am happy to report that there are three national surveys out in the last few months indicating we now have won the hearts and minds of a majority of the American public. More than 50% of all Americans now say it's time to legalize marijuana, not just for medical use, for everyone. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that we have needlessly wrecked the lives of genuinely good citizens for 75 years in this failed experiment of marijuana prohibition. But what it really means is only incidentally about marijuana. We are really talking about personal freedom. And with your support, join NORML, support MassCan NORML, do something in your local community. We are going to restore a measure of personal freedom to the lives of tens of millions of marijuana smokers in America. Stay high.
After his talk, I thanked Keith for his activism and questioned him on how this issue has been like an unwanted stepchild in the progressive movement. Many involved in anti-war and climate change activism look at marijuana prohibition as a secondary issue.
Well, it's secondary if you think about it as only getting high. What I would say, though, is it's really a matter of personal freedom. It's only incidentally about marijuana. And so I think it is happens to be right now the cutting edge issue that impacts nearly 30 million people a year in this country who smoke marijuana. But again, it's not about the right to smoke. It's about the right of personal freedom. The government has no business coming into our lives to find out whether we smoke or why we smoke. It is simply none of their business. And that's what this fight is about.
And there are many involved in this fight on college campuses across the country. Casey is a senior at Boston University and a member of Students for a Sensible Drug Policy.
We are here to register people to vote so they can vote yes on number 3 to legalize medical cannabis and also raise awareness about the harms that the war on drugs has on students. Draconian drug policies end up creating more dangerous situations when if we had policies based more on education and not fear, which is what we're trying to do, is get those policies implemented.
What is your prognosis for turning the tide finally on a national level? Do you think it's going to happen soon?
I think that it probably won't happen as soon as I want it to, but that's because I can be very impatient. I think all of us are on that page. Yeah. But I think things are changing. You know, maybe it's just what I'm like focusing on and that's why I see it, but more and more people are willing to talk about this. Colorado gives me a lot of hope. I think they're going to get legal, and I think it's going to be a massive, massive change in how all of America views drug policy once that happens. Like, legal marijuana for the first time since 1937, it's incredible. But I'm hoping that this also shows the importance of states' rights, even though I struggle with my views on the existence of a state at all. At least for now, they should be able to decide what's best for that state, especially if they want to legalize marijuana, because we all know here that that's the best thing that a state could do.
Casey, from the Boston University chapter of Students for a Sensible Drug Policy. The Freedom Rally is a mixture of activists organizing on serious issues and a fun concert where people can freely smoke marijuana openly. 420 is a time in marijuana culture to get high. DJ Slim was on stage as thousands toked up in unison.
Now listen, they said we're going to be bringing in 420 real soon, so let me get to utilizing my high. You know what I'm saying? DJ Slim, Puff Pass, baby.
DJ Slim, utilize.
Let's go.
Utilize.
I utilize my high from the moment that the sun comes up. That's usually the time I take my first puff. Then I get up to face the world.
Two friends, Brett and David, shared their thoughts after the 420 cloud.
I hope people are doing this not for a fad or to be cool, but that it should be legal.
I think the majority of people out here for that purpose, yes. How about you, Dave? Have you been to these festivals before?
No, I have not.
Wow, first impression. What do you think?
It's awesome. Really awesome. So many people, so many different kinds of people, lots of cool stuff to eat, cool, funny aroma in the air.
Cool aroma in the air, yes.
Yeah. Good vibe. Everybody's being friendly and nice, you know? Selling cool stuff, buying t-shirts, walking around.
Excellent. It's a great day for it.
Oh, perfect day. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's a little breezy. It'd be helpful if it wasn't so breezy.
The aroma would stay in the air more.
Ron is from Maine Green Cross, an official caregiver under that state's medical marijuana plan. He also produced a YouTube film called Science vs. Stigma. And as a state-sanctioned medical organization, they are looking into funding from insurance companies. I asked him his impression on the day's events.
It's pretty friendly. It's a little bit different than Maine festivals.
Yeah, well, I guess it's more urban.
Yeah, yeah. But people are having a good time.
What did you think of the 420 cloud?
The 420 cloud was very impressive. We have rivaled it ourselves on the hill, I know. Maine Green Cross came down and they've made us feel right at home.
Excellent. And what do you do with Maine Green Cross? What do they do?
Well, right now we're opening up a community center up in Bodenham, Maine, you know. And it's available to all patients, you know, and we provide free services to everyone that comes by.
So the legal medical thing is working really well up there?
It has its good points, absolutely.
Okay.
We're certainly a lot better off than a lot of people.
How y'all doing out there? Freedom Rally, it's our fourth year playing. We're freaking psyched to be out here. You guys ready? All right, well, this first song goes out to all you occupiers and one of my best friends, Andrews Claude, may rest in peace, and everybody here who believes that the power belongs with the people.
The Freedom Rally is an annual event that has become a staple in Boston. It is on the third Saturday of September. It is a unique blend of concert, get out the vote, and protest rally, and generally a joy to experience.
We know you're frustrated. Our dreams have been castrated. Our futures inherited. It's time for us to seize control.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
The band Madelo, performing one of their songs, This Is What Democracy Looks Like, originally written for the Occupy movement, but in this case, it seems to be more like what democracy smells like. For the Boston Community Radio Project, I am Chuck Urizina on the Boston Common.
Our future's obliterated! It's time for-